Aló, aló, buenas tardes.
Hello.
¿Con la señorita Jacqueline?
Yes.
Yes, good afternoon, Jacqueline. Thank you so much for taking the call. My name is Richard, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning our problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote, Jacqueline?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Okay. Good to hear that, ma'am. Thank you. And can I, is that okay if I ask you a couple questions, ma'am?
Sure.
We can do a certain, thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much for your precious time, ma'am. Okay. Just one moment, please. Okay. With all the respect to you, Jacqueline, can you please tell me the year that you were born?
I'm sorry, what does this have to do with?
This is a survey. I'm trying to do a survey with you, ma'am.
A survey?
Yes. If it's okay, I'm just asking you a couple questions. Is that okay with you, ma'am?
That's fine. I was born in 87.
1987. Thank you very much. Okay. Again, my name is Richard. I'm just going to ask this quick questions. Okay, I know it is a long wait off. But what are the chances that you will vote in November election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50 that you're going to be voting, Jacqueline?
Well, I'll vote.
Oh, you will. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, if you have to pick, what will you say that is the most important issue facing the country right now, on your words?
Oh, God, there's so many issues, inflation, immigrants. I mean, there's so many. Like, if you had hours, like, we could talk, but, I mean, it's a lot. I mean, Biden has definitely screwed us big time. Gas prices,
yes.
The fact that people are, you know, not even legal immigrants that are coming here that are, you know, given cell phones and food stamps cards and,
yes,
you know, their rent is free, but I'm a working U.S. citizen,
mm-hmm,
that can't even afford rent, can't even afford any type of bills. You know, me and my husband, we struggle on a daily basis, and,
okay,
you know, we don't qualify for food stamps, you know, because we make too much. But we're legal here. Like, we're not even being taken care of, you know. It's, oh, my God.
Thank you for sharing that information, Jacqueline. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Republican Donald Trump or the Democrat Joe Biden?
Republican.
Thank you, ma'am. And thinking again about the November's election, if the election were president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican all the way.
Okay,
Republican.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, some people feel more certain about their plan to vote for while others are still considering their options regardless of who you plan to vote for. Please tell me how likely you are to vote for following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there's no chances. Will you be voting for them? Or 100 means that will you be definitely voting for them? Rating with 0 meaning there's no chances that you will be voting for them, and 100 meaning that you will definitely vote for them. What would be your rating?
For the Republican?
Yes.
100.
100. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Okay, just one moment. Thank you very much. Now, in thinking about the elections in November, an election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for, well, you already said that for Republicans, right? For the Republicans.
Yes.
If the election for U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for Republican Carrie Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
Republican, Carrie Lake.
Thank you. And you. Okay, thank you very much. Now, and will you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigrants, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party? Do you trust them much more or somewhat more?
I'm sorry, what was that question?
The question would be, and whom do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigrants, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Donald Trump,
okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, and now I'm just going to, we're almost done with this, okay, ma'am? Thank you so much for your patience and your time. Please, now, do you strongly agree or disagree when it comes to that President Biden should be prioritized work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing and increasing the arrivals of vulnerable immigrants? Migrants, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, it's really hard for me to understand the question.
Okay, okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, okay, that's okay, ma'am. That President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation rates. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree, ma'am?
So you're saying, like, he should support more illegal immigrants? Is that more so the question?
Yes, I'm going to repeat it back to you, ma'am. It says President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in this deportation ring, meaning that do you agree about having them getting deported and making raids against them, or you disagree on that?
Would you agree? Should be deported.
Okay, so you would be like strongly agree, right?
Yeah, okay. I think they should be deported. They should go back.
Yeah, thank you, ma'am. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essentially jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or do you disagree?
That one, I'm not even sure.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. The President Biden should keep families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or you strongly disagree, ma'am?
That's the thing. I'm on the fence about that because there is ways that people can still see their parents or whoever. There's ways that they can see them. Even if they come into the United States, they can get what everybody else does, a green card, or they can try to be a U.S. citizen so they can be with their parent full term. If they are illegal, they shouldn't come to the United States, because it would be the same thing if I was to go to another country and go see my father. It would be the same thing.
Same thing, yes. You have to be legal for everything. Now, you're right about that, man.
Exactly.
Right about
that. So what makes the United States any different?
Yes, ma'am. I don't agree about that with you as well. I have another question for you, ma'am. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you strongly agree or disagree on that?
If they're working here illegally, no. They should at least try to become a U.S. citizen.
Excellent. Okay.
You know, because... Mm-hmm. I'm a U.S. citizen. I was born and raised here. But if I want to go somewhere else and work there for 10 years, it still doesn't make it okay. You know, you still have to become a citizen.
Understand that. Okay, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Do you strongly agree? No. Oh, okay. So that means that you strongly disagree, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Just because married to a citizen doesn't mean that you become a citizen.
I understand that. Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, or and other dangerous conditions. Do you strongly agree or you strongly disagree, ma'am?
I don't know, because I'm still on the fence about that, because I don't know. But my husband just got here. Is there a lot of questions left?
Well, we're almost done with this. Just two or three more minutes. And thank you again for your time and for your precious time. Now, I'm just going to ask you this question. Your president should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who has passed background check and worked essentially job as farm workers. Do you strongly agree or you disagree, ma'am?
I disagree.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm programmed the kids' family together for ensuring that undocumented farm workers or whom have worked in the United States for a decade are protected from the deportation. Do you much more likely or you're much less likely?
Not likely.
Not likely, okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring documented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries or due to dangerous conditions. Most of them who have lived in the United States for over a decade are protected from deportations. From deportations, much more likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. We're almost done with this, ma'am. Now, another question will be, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens. Most of them who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years are protected from deportation, much more likely or much less likely?
Less likely. Okay. Like I said, they shouldn't, just because you're married to a U.S. citizen doesn't make it okay.
I understand. A program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressures on cities and states experiences increasing in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Will you much likely agree or you much less likely disagree?
Less likely disagree.
Okay. Oh, thank you, ma'am. And here will be most of who are living in the United States for more than 10 years so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy will be much more likely or much less likely?
Less likely, but more likely if they're a U.S. citizen.
I understand that. Okay, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade so they can continue to work essentially jobs and contribute to our economy. More much likely or much less likely, ma'am?
Less likely.
Last question here. And here, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years so they can work essentially jobs, contribute to our economy. Do you most likely or much less likely?
Less likely.
Okay, ma'am. Okay. Now, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits their politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Well, is it very concerned to you or not a little concern to you, ma'am?
It's a big concern. Should protect our border at all costs.
Of course. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Is it very concerned for you? Is it a little concern or not all concern?
Oh, it's a big concern.
Big concern. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Is it very concerned to you, a little concern, or not at all?
Not at all, because all he's trying to do is just protect our border. Yes. Doesn't mean he's being, you know, racist. He's just trying to protect the United States.
The United States, that's correct. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigrants reforming during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Is it very concerned to you, a little concern, or not at all on that concern?
Oh, it's very concerning. He's saying that he's going to protect our border, but he let people in our country that are across the border.
Yes. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps, and near the border in massive race to deport millions of immigrants. Is it very concerning to you or a little concern or not at all?
Not concerning because they're going to be doing their job.
Okay. Thank you.
Are you almost done? I really have to go.
We're almost done. We've got right now like 80%. We're almost done, ma'am. Thank you very much again for that, Jacqueline. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Now, Donald Trump says that we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport undocumented immigrants no matter how long they have been in this country. Now, which approach closer to your own view? Is it Biden approach much closer, Biden approach somewhat closer, Trump approach somewhat closer, or Trump approach much closer?
Trump much closer.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November election. If election for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
Thank you, ma'am. As best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
No.
What is the... No. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, we're almost done now. Typically, do you use any of the following sources to get your news information? How do you get your information on the media, Jacqueline?
Oh, my goodness. I watch it on TV. I read about it on social media, the newspapers. Any way that you can read about it or see it or hear it, the radio, I mean, in every way, shape, or form.
Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes, ma'am. Now, from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
No, more English.
More English. Okay. So
yes.
English.
Like more Irish, England, like Ireland, England, Germany.
From like Europe.
Yes.
Okay. Were you born in the
Scotland.
United States mainland on the islands of Puerto Rico? You're a United States, as you just mentioned it.
Yes, earlier. I'm a U.S. citizen, born and raised.
Okay, thank you. And being proud of being in the U.S. Okay, were either your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
No,
right?
They were born in the United States.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English,
English,
right?
Yes.
Okay, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or a Republican?
Republican. I'm sorry, what's the question?
Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or a Republican?
Republican.
Okay. Will you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Okay. Thinking as a political term, will you say that you're a liberal, moderated, or conservative?
Now, I look at both sides. I do. I look at both sides of the fence. I look and see what is right and what is wrong and what the person is doing right and wrong. You know, I had high hopes for Biden.
I see. Okay. We're almost done here, Jacqueline. We have 94%. Okay. We're almost done here. What is the last of your year of schooling that you have completed? Did you complete your high school or any other trade?
College.
College. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And now, what is your religion, if any, ma'am?
Christian.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Let me just put it here. Christian. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I did not complete. Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, I didn't complete college. I'm actually going to college. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
Just a survey. It's fine.
That's okay. And I really appreciate your time. You provide me with your time, with your precious time, ma'am. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in follow-up research study, like participating in this research as a compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in more in-depth and open-ended way? Can we note that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we are make contact you in the future?
No, it's okay, because the way that I see it, we all have concerns. Now, if you really think about it, really dig deep. Our concerns, like you have your concerns, I have mine. Does the government ever hear our concerns?
Yes, I understand. Yes.
No, they don't. So I'm okay. They don't hear our concerns. They don't care about our concerns. They go by what they think is right. And they don't think about the American people and what is jeopardizing to us. Now, if they were to really dig deep into asking us people that are living in the United States, it might be different.
Yes,
but
right,
they're only, you know, if you really think about it, they don't care about how we feel or what, you know, is on our minds. They don't actually come to our house and say, look, what can we do to make it better? They don't care.
Okay, I understand that. And thank you very much again for providing me with your precious time there. Jacqueline, we're already done. Hopefully everything can change within the future now for everything that hopefully everything comes okay now for the presidential when it comes to the elections now. Any questions for me, Jacqueline?
No.
I just okay. Thank you very much again for providing me with that time and with your and your patience. You have a wonderful
day. You're
welcome. Blessings to you and your family, man. Thank you so much. You have a good evening.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.